Today on the Just Read podcast, we're reading Exodus chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. While Pharaoh is attempting to murder the Israelites' baby boys, God preserves life. In this instance, he preserves the life of a baby who would be named Moses. Listen to Exodus chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. Now a man from the house of Levi went and married a daughter of Levi. The woman conceived and bore a son, and when she saw that he was beautiful, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, she got him a wicker basket and covered it over with tar and pitch. Then she put the child into it and set it among the reeds by the bank of the Nile. His sister stood at a distance to find out what would happen to him. The daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the Nile, with her maidens walking alongside the Nile. And she saw the basket among the reeds and sent her maid, and she brought it to her. When she opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the boy was crying. And she had pity on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call a nurse for you from the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for you?" Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go ahead." So the girl went and called the child's mother. Then Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child away and nurse him for me, and I will give you your wages." So the woman took the child and nursed him. The child grew, and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she named him Moses and said, "Because I drew him out of the water." That was Exodus chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. The story of Moses' birth is improbable in a number of ways. It is clear that God's hand is involved in this young life as Moses goes from an infant sentenced to death to an adopted child in Pharaoh's house. If you'll pardon the spoiler, this Moses who was saved through the water of the Nile River will be instrumental in saving God's people through the water of the Red Sea. Thank you for reading the Bible with me.